Okay, so welcome to another edition of Enjoy the Outdoors. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming trout season, or actually the current trout season in Missouri, which they've deemed Troutapalooza. And that's going to be going on from March 1st through October 31st, which is the regular trout season, at three of the Missouri State Parks. And some of the things they're going to be doing, they're going to have trout park passport program, monthly learn to fish clinics, weekly drawings, tournaments, coloring contests, and special programs and activities. First of all, to find out about this, you can go to facebook.com/ Troutapalooza, or you can Google Trout Missouri State Parks and Troutapalooza and get to those things. But it's going to be a neat year for them, and they're trying to highlight all there is to do in Missouri. Again, if you don't know, the three state parks, we're going to talk about them a little bit today, but interestingly enough, I've got the opening day trout tag sales from the three state parks. And again, it costs $3 a day for you to keep four fish. And the park totals at Bennett Springs were 1,289, 1,186 of those were adults and 103 children. At Montauk was 1,772 total, with 1,614 of those being adult and 158 being children, and at Roaring River, 1,542 of those total. The adults made up 1,273 and 269 children. So you can see that Bennett was the least crowded, Montauk was the most crowded, and Roaring River was somewhere right in between. So let's talk a little bit about the trout parks. And let's just go from east to west. If you start from the furthest east would be Montauk, and that's located about 20 miles south of Salem, pretty much smack dab in the middle of Missouri and at the head of the Mark Twain National Forest. I like Montauk. It's about 80 million gallons a day of 56-degree clear cold water flowing out of the spring, makes its way down and connects with the current river. Gets much larger at that point in time. In fact, the current river becomes a red ribbon trout stream at that point in time and can be fished. And it's where I do a lot of my fishing, is down below the trout park itself. Let's move a little bit further west to Lebanon, Missouri, and Bennett Springs State Park. Bennett's about 100 to 105 million gallons a day. The neat thing about Bennett is there's so much to do. Five campgrounds, a nice store. The people there are just as friendly as anyone could be, and they're always looking to help you out. The trout fishing, again, is excellent. It's probably where I'm the most comfortable at. I love going there. In fact, in the off season from November 1st through March 1st, which is catch and release, Friday through Monday, there's catch and release season. Doesn't cost you anything other than a regular trout license, which, by the way, a non-resident is about $42, plus the trout tag itself is another $7. But anyway, they have a set of duplexes that set at the head of the spring. It's really nice in the off-season to rent those. Take a short walk, and you're in the stream, and you can fish all day. And again, the off-season or the catch and release is less crowded. But zone one is where I do most of my fishing, and that's from the pool itself, the spring itself, down to the dam. And, you know, there's just all kinds of fishing to be had there. Let's move further west, in fact, down to the southwest, even about 30 miles west of Table Rock Lake or Table Rock State Park is Roaring River State Park. And kind of the odd thing about Roaring River is that it does not have a lot of wade fishing. There's only one section where you can actually get in and wade. To me, that's a little bit odd. I don't care for that a whole lot. The fishing there seems to be tough because it does get pounded quite a bit, and I think the fish themselves see just about everything and every kind of fly. But however, at the end where the trout park ends and the red ribbon stream begins, that's a great place to fish. In fact, those fish will move on down into that area, and I've had some pretty good days. There's about a four-mile section from where it ends all the way down to where it becomes Table Rock Lake, and that's a nice thing to do. But anyway, I hope you get out there this year and enjoy some of the scenery of the Ozarks and the great fishing that can be had in any of the Missouri state parks. Again, go to Troutapalooza, facebook.com/Troutapalooza, or just Google Troutapalooza and you'll pull it up. For the price, it's a great family fun, a great family event, and you won't beat it. And plus, the trout themselves are excellent to eat. So hope you enjoy this information. You get the chance to use it. Get out there. Hope I see you along the way sometime. If I do, look me up and come on back as we talk more in the future on Enjoy the Outdoors.